never have done, I will get into doing.
Okay, cool.
Okay, April 12, we are going to begin the Grand Town Council special meeting, canvas of the election. Canvas of the election for March 3rd, 2020. Quinn.
We count the election, there were 2,651 votes cast, we audited 26. Yes, I'm no difference between cast vote record and votes cast. And the number of signature affidavits audited was 26, and the signature audit did not reveal any inconsistencies between the standard of legal verification and the audit.
I would entertain a motion to accept the canvassing of the 2020 primary election.
So moved.
Curtis. Okay, was that Rory?
Curtis.
Curtis, you moved. Motion by Curtis, seconded by Gray, correct? We will do a roll call vote vote. Mary McGann, yes. Greg Holliday?
Yes.
Curtis Wells?
Hi.
Evan, are you there?
He's calling in right now.
Okay. Curtis is there. David, are you there? And Gabriel?
Hi.
So is that four? Myself, Gabriel, Curtis, and Gray. And Roy?
Roy Jackson, aye.
Thank you. Passes with a vote of 5, correct?
Can we just have everybody who is present on the line see so we know who's on?
Curtis Wells is here. Gabriel Wilcox present. Greg Holliday here. Roy Jackson here.
And Mary McGann.
He's present.
Okay, so
Okay, we are through the canvassing of the election, so I will adjourn this portion of the meeting. We will move to Thompson Springs Special Service District 5 Hot District Administrative Control Board regular meeting. Approval of minutes for February 18, 2020. Do I have a motion?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Motion by Greg Holliday.
Hello.
Motion by Greg Holliday. Do we have a second?
Second. Gabriel Whitehead.
Presented by Gabriel Whitehead. I will take a roll call vote. Mary McGann. Yes. Gabriel Whitehead.
Yes.
Larry Cashman.
Yes.
Curtis Wells.
Yes.
Dan Ross?
Yes.
Greg Holliday?
Aye.
Passes unanimously, 6-0.
Evan, I think you
are. Evan, did you join?
I did, but I missed the motion for abstain.
Okay, so passes 6-0.
For one.
To my abstention. Thank you. Ratification of bill. I would entertain a motion to ratify the bill. Total bill is $1,697.19. Total bill and payroll, $2,230.49. I would entertain a motion to accept the bill.
So moved.
that Greg Halliday?
Yes.
Yeah, it says in the law, I'm going to say that.
Okay.
As Greg, motion by Greg Halliday.
Second, Gabriel Whitehead.
Seconded by Gabriel Whitehead. Discussion? Roll call vote. Greg Halliday?
Aye.
Edwin Plaza?
Yeah.
David Hawk?
Yes.
Curtis Whale?
Aye.
Gabriel Whitehead?
Yes.
Lane Hatchman?
Yes.
Mary McGann? Yes. Passes unanimously. Chief's report, there is on 229, there's a vehicle fire on 31, a citizen complaint of an open fire, 32, semi truck trailer fire on Highway 570, mile marker 210, 939, investigated loud bang and power outage from the north side of Thompson, 39, vehicle rollover accident, I-70, mile marker 190, training, proper uses of thermal images for heat detection, that was on the 2nd of March. Equipment, pump on engine 21 is out of service, problem is being worked on. Engine 31 is not. Four-wheel drive fire response unit and cell problem resolved. Still waiting on second backup generator here. Preparing for wildland fire season. Air vehicles required annual training and fitting tests. There are no further considerations, no public hearings, no closed session. We will adjourn the meeting for the conference for the Special Service Fire District. We are now opening the Grand County Council regular meeting agenda for Tuesday, March 17, 2020. Their time is 4:08. We will move to approval of minutes. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Did you want to approve all 4 minutes, or were you wanting to hold it off, postpone some?
Sure.
The February 18th minutes closed up, but I probably want to wait on the others. There were a lot of changes, and I have not looked at those.
Okay, so do you want to make a motion to approve the minutes of February 18th, 2020, the Joint City Council Island meeting, and February 18th, 2020, Grand County Council regular meeting?
Yes, so moved. Somebody else had part of the motion. Did they need to?
No one seconded. No one seconded, right? So we can.
Okay, then I do that, what you just said, Mary.
Okay, do I have that motion by Stephen Hawk? Do I have a second?
Second, Mary. Good.
Seconded by Greg Halliday. This is a motion to accept the minutes from February 18, 2020, Joint City Council Castle Valley meeting, and the February 18, 2020, County Council regular meeting. Roll call vote. Discussion. Roll call vote. Mary McGann?
Yes.
Greg Halliday?
Yes, aye.
Julian Hawk?
Yes.
Evan Crawford?
Yes.
Curtis Rell?
Yes.
Gabriel Whitehead?
Yes.
Roy Hatchman?
Yes.
Passes unanimously. Ratification of payment of bills.
Mary?
Oh, I was going to postpone. Excuse me. Yes, motion to postpone the minutes from March 4th, 2020 and March 11th, 2020 emergency meeting. Motion by David Hawk. Seconded by Greg Halliday. Discussion. Motion to postpone meeting for March 4th and March 11th. Motion by David Hawk. Seconded by Greg Halliday. Mary McGann. Yes. Greg Halliday.
Yes.
Aye.
Jamie Hawk?
Yes.
Evan Parker?
Yes.
Curtis Wells?
Aye.
Jeremy Whitehead?
Yes.
Roy Hatchin?
Yes.
Patrick unanimously. Ratification of payment of bills. Total bills at $652,994.18. Total payroll, $237,689.31. Total bills and payroll, $890,683.49. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Is that you, Curtis?
Yeah.
Motion by Curtis Wells.
Second by Gabriel Whitehead.
Discussion. Roll call vote. Mary McGann, yes. Roy Hatchin?
Yes.
Gabriel Whitehead?
Yes.
Curtis Wells?
Yes.
Anna Parker?
Yes.
Julian Hawk?
Yes.
Doug Halliday?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Approving executive order regarding in-person forum and electric meeting and delegated duties of chief executive officer to the county council administrator for the extent of the Grand County State of Local Emergency to mitigate the transmission of infectious disease, COVID-19, novel coronavirus. Do I have a motion?
So
I signed it so that we could do this meeting, but I know we have some council members that would like to discuss this. So it's open for discussion.
Okay, this is Curtis. So I have a few thoughts on this. Number one, this isn't entirely unprecedented, and this is kind of getting more into the mold of what our former government potentially is going to be in 2 years. And so the element of this is going to make us more efficient and entrust our administrator to serve that executive. I think it's going to be helpful and helpful productivity, not only during this emergency situation, but moving forward. Second thing is, I think that as we're kind of feeling this out, I think Curtis, will understand and know, and there's, we're at a juncture where there's a decision that carries the weight that, just to give us a heads up, inquire for discussion, approval via email, which, in my opinion, puts it on us to be responsive because this is all very time sensitive, so we can't go, 24, 12, sometimes even, 6 to 4, sometimes even 2 hours, just waiting to hear from people to chime in. So now is the time to just play with the smartphone, really be engaged and attentive to your emails. And, when it comes to, again, some decisions that Darryl will elaborate, I think Chris will know, and we can trust him to, keep us in the loop, and when we need to deliberate on it electronically as much as we can. So,
thank you. Curtis? Further discussion?
This is Evan, and I would just echo Curtis's comments. I think those are all appropriate, that at this time, timeliness is central. And so I'd like to see that in place. And I was a little skeptical that deputize one person in all of this, but with a reflection that Curtis's communication has been pretty top-notch, I would encourage the administrator to continue that discussion on some of these
think it's going to come to a treaty was kind of like low hanging fruit action item. So I am in support of the motion.
Further discussion?
Yeah, this is Greg. I echo the sentiments of the of my fellow council.
Chris Lindblom?
In addition to serving the emergency issues and the last such response to the another great advantage is to help us tear down the council meeting agenda.
I can't hear anything.
Yeah,
okay. I hear you all the time.
I agree with all that's been said. The other advantage to this is that it'll help us tear down the council agendas as we proceed with these electronic meetings, and Chris can handle, you know, administrative stuff that is not such important as our husband is. It doesn't necessarily need to come before you in this.
And so, with that, do the signings of all those supporters of this action?
I do, you know, I helped write it.
Yeah, now it looks good, and, you know, just when there's more something needed, don't hesitate to bring that back to us.
As I've been working very closely with Chris, and he is very receptive of making sure that I know what decisions he is making at all times. When they are decisions or things that need to be held close to the chest, he either needs to have it between the two of us, but when it does not need to be kept private or confidential, we can immediately judge every time we have with the county council.
So, this is Chris. I'll just say that if there's any particular decision points that you feel you need to communicate to him, just let me know. We've been hanging up our the information and messaging side of the task force, and so we've got a new Facebook webpage called NORAD Coronavirus Update. And so we'll, as a task force, we have a unified CIO platform now, so we'll be blasting those TSA down on a more regular basis from the unified command, and we'll be putting that on social media and sending it to the local media and to you all as well.
It's been a moving target, and Chris has worked diligently, and he noticed a lot of his emails on at 3:30 in the morning. So don't burn out, Chris.
That's just when I wake up.
So can we are objecting to moving to item M?
Yeah, ma'am, I'd like to say one thing. It's just basically there are people in this community that don't have Facebook, so it's really nice that that's why you're sending that out to council members. If you put on the county website, that would be perfect.
Yeah, we'll do that also. So we'll try to get it out as many places as possible. Front page of the county website, at least if we don't figure out something better way. And then
we're already put it on, right?
Well, the link, but we'll also get the CSA with my county website. And then we're going to send out a pretty big email soon offering to all the citizens that we have email contact for that they can opt in to notifications. So that will probably be going out here within a day or two. And so you can sign up for that. You can sign up for various other things. There's a lot in the works, and I'll keep you all updated.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, item F, adopting resolution appointing temporary judge to the justice court in case of legal conflict. Do you want to speak to this, Christina?
I don't know anything about it.
So, this is, our justice court judge O'Donnell, requested that we pass this resolution to enable, four other justice court judges to sit his bench when he's either in conflict or not available. So that's the gist of it.
I mean,
it's pretty straightforward, I think.
I entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to approve a resolution of the Grand County Council State of Utah appointing temporary judges to the Justice Court by Dennis Clapper, seconded by. Do I have a second? Seconded by Curtis Wells. Motion by Evan Clapper, seconded by Curtis Wells. Roll call vote. Mary McGann, yes. Lori Paxton?
Yes.
Gabriel Wojcik?
Yes.
Curtis Wells? Curtis Wells?
Yes, sorry.
Kevin Tucker?
Just a point of order. I was going to have a citizen discussion about the legal impact of it.
Okay, I'll go back. Yes, what was your, Kevin Tucker, what was your point?
I just would like to get the fiscal impact of having other judges sit, is that going to be a additional cost for the county?
I don't know. I don't think much. Do we have the resolution handy?
It's
okay. Let me look at Mary with you.
I
can
get you wrong.
You still have it in there for a while.
Well, Chris is looking at that. I will weigh in that it's kind of saying there have been very few conflicts of interest to date. So there will be some fiscal impact for sure. I'm already over budget, but I don't expect the conflict to be expensive.
So the resolution actually doesn't say what the compensation is. So it may just be whatever. I don't know actually, but I don't think it's going to be.
You have two microphone systems you're working with. If you're not speaking into one of the bias mics, these two cannot hear you.
That's what's
different
to those
mics.
Order one for the addition of stormwater system and related works for the Arbor and Heckler Subdivision Road Improvement Project in the amount of $186,135.50.
Okay, I take this. So, there's an opportunity to do some stormwater improvements in association with the Heckler Harbor Subdivision Road Improvement Project. Well, then, the road improvement budget that they'll have. So, I would recommend moving forward to save a lot of the expenses actually in the long run to coordinate this road improvement project with this stormwater system improvement. And here's what that budget.
Chairman,
yes.
Mr.
Radio? Motion by Gabriel Wojcicki.
Second.
Second by Greg Halliday. Discussion. Seeing none, I will call for a vote. Greg Halliday.
Aye.
Jordan Hawk.
Yes.
Evan Clapper.
Yes.
Colonel Bell.
Aye.
Gabriel Wojcicki.
Yes.
Roy Patterson.
Yes.
And again, yes, passes unanimously. We are to item 8, and I suggest my ranking of all. Do we want to, can we postpone this, or does somebody have the, did somebody go through the process and rank them?
So, just as an explanation, the ALC held a meeting over the Grand Center, and all entities got together and bring their project, and then the ALD averaged all of those. And that's the ALD ranking. Grand County also has the opportunity to bring their own project, but I don't know that it's necessarily something they have to do tonight. I will say that certainly number one, I think, on the list would be our Jackson Street Phase 2, because we already submitted that application to CIB, although we're going to resubmit it here through the meeting. But that would be my recommendation for certainly the most important highest ranking project, but I think this is something that they're supposed to
postpone. I started going through that yesterday and looking at just Grand County and ranking them, but I spent my days at work at home, so I'm not ready to discuss. Is anyone ready to discuss? I accept the motion to postpone.
So moved.
Great. Motion to postpone item 8 by Grace Halliday. Was that you, Dana? Did you second? Okay, motion to postpone the approval of county priority rankings of the short-term projects for the Permanent Community Impact Fund Board. CID capital improvement list is voted on and submitted by various stakeholders, entities, representatives through the Southeastern New Power Association of Local Government. Motion by Ray Halliday, seconded by Evan Clapper. Discussion. Calling for a vote. Mary Devan, yes. Larry Patrick. Larry Patrick. Are you there, Roy? Gabriel Wojcicki?
Yes.
Curtis Bell?
Sorry, yes, I'm here. Sorry.
Okay, Roy, yes. Gabriel Wojcicki, yes. Curtis Bell?
Yes.
Adam Clapper?
Yes.
Jordan Hawk?
Yeah.
And Grace Halliday.
Aye.
And motion passes unanimously. Item L. I approve the
grant.
Resolution adopting past suggested guidelines. Christian Sloan.
Okay, so
So the state constitution requires we accept property owned by nonprofit organizations to use that property exclusively for charitable purposes. You guys have had some of these requests in the past, including some that I brought to your attention about this, so this is something I've looked at before. But we didn't have any tax exempt and guidelines to help us. Come with that decision, and the council hasn't necessarily voted consistently in the past either. We do have a couple votes in the pipeline that will come forward in April, or later when we choose to vote upon them. So this is a process to establish some consistent guidelines. This is based on statutes, it's based on a seminal Utah Supreme Court case interpreting the Constitution, and all the other guidelines adopted by the county. Do you have any questions? Okay, I'll entertain a motion. Entertain a motion to approve a resolution adopting tax exempt guidelines.
So moved.
Greg Halliday, motion by Greg Halliday.
Second, Evan Clapper.
Second, by Evan Clapper. Discussion.
Yeah, this is Curtis Wells. Can you, sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing this, but can you just outline for me the three changes to the, to this and how this is going to affect our evaluation moving forward?
I can answer part of that probably. When a property is found to be exempt, and one thing, Christina can speak to this as well, the council acts as a board of equalization, so they're operating in two those judicial manners. And so new determinations are not do I want to do it or don't I. The question is, does the application or the proposal meet the qualifications of the statute of state law? If they do, then it is exempt, and that's how it works. And if it's exempt, then it gets pulled out of the total taxable value calculation. And so it doesn't hurt the county's budget, but what it does mean is that everybody else in the county is going to be taking out the tax burden for that particular nonprofit or whatever it may be that qualifies for the exemption. And so it doesn't hit our budget, but it does cause the rest of the property taxpayers to take out two.
Also, Chris, this is giving new guidelines to implement state law, and it's a balancing test. There's really not a balancing test. It's still not black and white. There's still a lot of discretion. But we could just use that as a method to hopefully be more consistent in your decision of what you qualify as exclusively used for their local reasons.
Yeah, that makes sense. My concern is tax exemptions that come up, request for a few entities in the past years, and there's always a debate and a discussion about it. Some of those, I guess I agree with, some of them I don't. And I don't have the time to for me right now, so I just wanted to make sure that make clear exactly what we're voting on. So you're basically enhancing the guidelines or clarifying
statutes that relate to decisions,
more or less.
Right. Currently, you've never adopted guidelines, so this is getting out to you as a new public
information.
Okay. So,
does Ted listed a number of criteria that refer to this evaluation that the board of equalization was used to examine every day? All right. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Okay, I'll call for a vote. Vote. Greg Halliday?
Aye.
Jordan Hawk?
Yeah.
Ed Clapper?
Yeah.
Chris Wells?
Aye.
Olivia Wojcik?
Yes.
Roy Johnson?
Yes.
Larry LeBlanc?
Yes.
We are now to acknowledge the conflict of interest disclosures filed in 2020 by council members, elected officials, and employees.
So, I just want to say that I forgot to sign mine, but I have a conflict of interest, and so I'll get that done soon. But it will just be that I have no conflict of interest.
And it turns out that I know council members are, the county administrator, no county council members have to sign, even if they have none. We recommend it for the county administrators.
Well, I'm just special case, I'm not good.
Okay.
I'll get it done. I just forgot.
So I would entertain a motion to acknowledge conflict of interest statement filled in by council member Greg Halliday.
So
moved.
So a motion by Greg Halliday, seconded by Curtis Wells, discussion. Doing none, I will call for a vote. Roy Johnson?
Yes.
Julia Wojcicki?
Yes.
Curtis Wells?
Yes.
Kevin Clapper?
Yes, sir.
I am. Yes? Thank you. Yes. All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Approval of election appointments and the district and county boards and commissioners. Historical preservation. Historical preservation.
Yeah, that's
proving
or against point the paper.
It is approving the appointment of
Tara Brett, I think it's...
Well, Donna Jordan and Tara Burson.
Yeah, yeah.
So, motion by Greg Halliday. Second. Second by Curtis Wells.
It's Drew Gabriel for second.
Okay, Drew as well. Second, first by, motion by Greg Halliday, second by Curtis Wells. Roll call vote. Roy Johnson.
Yes.
Gabriel Wojcicki?
Yes.
Curtis Wells?
Gabriel Campbell.
Curtis Campbell,
yes.
I'm going all the way down and I say yes.
Okay, no. Gabriel Pop. Yes, by Gabriel Haas and Greg Halliday.
Aye.
Solid Waste Special Service District has approved the appointment by the Grand City of Moab of Cleveland Jones. I will entertain the motion. And then Diane Eckerman for Castle Valley. Greg made a motion to approve Diane Eckerman as Council Valley representative and Cleveland Jones as the City of Moab representative to serve on the solid waste special service district number 1 board. So we have Greg.
Yes, motion by Greg Halliday,
seconded
by Curtis
Wells. Roy Johnson?
Yes.
Gabriel Wojcicki?
Yes.
Curtis Wells?
Yes.
Kevin Clapper?
Yes.
Julian Hawk?
Yes.
And Greg Halliday?
Aye.
Passes unanimously. Ratification of an amendment to the IT technician position to go from a part-time to full-time with benefits and authorize the chair the hiring of the employee who currently fills the position. Chris Chair.
Okay, so due to technological challenges of having many employees working from home and remotely, and all these kind of meetings we're going to be heading into, I felt it was necessary to bump up that part-time position to a full-time position. And when we transitioned the payroll clerk over to the personnel services department, it actually provides more personnel services support for Ann Baker. And so she offered to postpone the hiring of her full-time HR assistant for now. And so this will be, this will not harm the county's budget discussion at the moment.
Do I have a motion?
Doors, all the phone numbers to the respective
respective offices, we'd like you to the public to call or email to find out how the public can continue to do business with Tarrant County while the courthouse is closed to the public. And so we'll also get that list up on the county website. I do want to make mention that the Justice Court and District Courts are open, however, so that portion of the county courthouse is open. The Flat Information Center has closed, of course, until further notice. And Grand County Library has closed until further notice. Thompson Welcome Center is closed until further notice. And I think the probably everyone's heard, but the Southeastern Utah Health Department has issued an order today suspending overnight accommodation rentals for 30 days and requiring that we most restaurants to be takeout only, also for 30 days. And what else was in that order? Oh, and camping also was suspended for residents, or suspended for all but primary residents of the county, of the respective counties. And I believe that we can get that order up on our website here soon also. I'm trying to remember all the different things. Not a lot of things that didn't appear to affect retail, but we just want to encourage retail establishments to participate in social distancing to the greatest extent possible. And I believe that the Health Department also put in a request to the federal entities to cooperate and to maybe ask the parks to shut down. I think that the Southeastern Utah Health Department is going to do a press release tonight and tomorrow to answer questions. And so, look for that.
You know, in terms of what I've been on, but just one of the things that what the press did was enable park superintendents, or we confirmed the authority of park superintendents to make those decisions. So some parks are already issued some closures around the country. Hopefully, I don't think they have
that. So I spoke with Casey today, and they will be following the advice of the Health Department. They asked me to send a letter that saying that we as Grand County support to help districts in their request to have the financial parks closed. They had already closed the information center. So they will be closing.
I also reached out to the sheriff's office to confirm how they're going to notify people coming in both directions in and out of town. They said they were going to be out to get signs north and south of town. They have some frustration in working to do not. DDoT did not put up notifications on anything of their electronic signs throughout the city. I'm sure there's reasons for that as more and more communities close. It'll just be too much information electronically, but we will be. The sheriff's office is already mobilizing the place throughout the county, the three counties affected, Covent, Emory, and Grand, signs all along the way saying that overnight accommodations are closed.
Here, this is Greg.
Can
I
just
say understanding of that?
COVID-19, or individuals that have contracted COVID-19 and have mild cases and are recovering at home. Grand Center is going to provide that service. Jay Side community members also started up a community share program. So he's accepting donations from the community and also requests for donations from the community. And we're working really closely with him to try to match up those donations with the individuals that need them most. So keep that in mind, and we'll get some more information out about that. I'm working with Andrea Brand today about Tamplas, but obviously I think Tamplas is also going to be suspended for 30 days as well due to the camping suspension. So anybody have any other updates?
I got an email, and I think it went out to all the town councils, so I will go back and look that there is. It is up for small businesses to apply to for funding and assistance from the state. It went up to Facebook afternoon around 3:30, I believe. Is anyone else with that email?
I think that's the federal FDA grant.
Yeah,
federal
FDA. It is
the federal FDA
loan. Well, yeah, so that federal FDA loan program, our community and economic development director is working with our emergency management director to get information out to the small business community about that program. So I think that they're working on getting some information out to the community here soon.
The other thing is we got a notice that we do not have to sign the canvas tonight.
No, we have to sign tonight.
We do have to.
We have to sign tonight. They eliminated the 5-year deadline for the year. But we have to have that because we have to live in the world.
Okay, so Gabriel texted me back, emailed me back and said he would be able to come over and sign this. Is anyone else able to come over? Or we can drive up to your house and have you sign it. We need myself and four others, or just four.
Four
total. So if I sign it and Gabriel sign it, we need two other people willing to sign it tonight.
I don't know if you're able to sign it.
Very difficult times, but we're all working together really well.
Well, thank you.
The
I just have a couple of comments. Mary, this is Chris.
Yes, Chris.
So Chris touched on it, but I'll just reinforce that. It's, you know, as we're kind of settling in here, you know, the health department has stayed moved, you know, they have issued their orders, and, you know, the reality of circumstances is that we're being, more or less into the reality of the hospital for a lot of scenarios that could occur to you. And so I think, as we're heading down this path, it still seems like, you know, from my perspective, people are doing their best to get information out. As far as economic relief, there's lots of phone calls, people are sharing things on social media, but, you know, Chris mentioned that the Economic Development Office is going to get that information out, and I would recommend Chris, you know, really channeling as much of the, you know, both the state, the SBA, and any and all economic relief that is pertinent to our circumstance, really puts the time in with a, you know, with a solid load of that responsibility, because it just seems that people are still reaching and trying to figure out what programs are out there, what funding is available, when it will be available. And it seems like we need to kind of streamline that and just kind of keep pointing towards one point person or office. And it, you know, it really makes sense to do that from the Economic Development Office, and the emails are coming down from the Senate offices and congressional and state leaders, and they're updating us on what's out there and what's working, and I'm just going to forward that stuff to Jack Ryan in that office, and if people are reaching out to me, to kind of point them there so that they can distribute that information.
That's good. Yeah, I think, and I've communicated with Zach Ryan that, you know, that's one of the most important things we can do right now. And all of the funding opportunities are brand new, and so nobody's been able to explain exactly yet how they're going to work and how the money's going to come. And so there's still a lot of questions to be answered about all of that, but Zach Ryan and Rick Bailey are going to be on top of it, and they're going to communicate that information as it comes into the public.
And you know, but I have been in touch with Zachariah. He said they're going to have a big newsletter come out tonight by email, and I'll also link to it on Facebook. And I do know that the federal small business package is as large as the one he's developing, so it is going to be big. And I know the Zachariah one did have information and this is a student program that they could come in forthcoming.
So Christina said that Zachariah is going to put out an email tonight.
And like the Facebook.
And the major Facebook, there's more information on the Small Business Administration on the package.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and this is Evan. And just to kind of ride the coattails on that, you know, we're talking a lot about things that are currently in place. And I just want to throw out there that there are some other possible reliefs coming down the pipeline. And Senator Romney is sponsoring something that hopefully grabs some traction and some assistance for actual employees that are being affected by this. So, you know, it'd be worth citizens reaching out and kind of letting representatives know that they're in favor of that. I kind of file a quick response that it sounds great and encourage them to do so. But I didn't really sit down and read what it actually looks like. So hopefully that bill gains traction and the Fed step up to the plate as well.
And we've heard your comments.
This is Rory. I understand what's going on, and I'm glad that the health department is doing what they're doing, and I'm hoping that the hospital will be able to get more prepared. Especially in the future on everything like this, because we always have
Thank you.